This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you think their kids are snowflakes, you should see the parents of leftists. Wow. They are worse than their kids. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I mean, I think about the parent. Where do you start? Right? It's the chicken and the egg. The parents are allowing these kids to become snowflakes. They're enabling them. And I look at these parents and, oh, my gosh, you know, you should just hear the bleeding heart liberalism, the leftism that comes out of their mouths, and you wonder why these kids are this way. Glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Remember when Jimmy Kimmel was crying about his son? Guy's got more money than he can shake a stick at. His son's never going to, you know, have a care in the world if he's pretty smart about his money. And Jimmy's concerned about your children.
I can take care of my son, but the rest of America, you can't. So as a comedian, I need to tell you how to do policy. Obamacare, we need it.
He didn't use it. Think about my Guatemalan midget story and the lady, you know. Hey, well, I'm offended you use the word midget or whatever. Or you're not offended by Guatemalan. Mm-hmm. And then I kept going to ask her, where was this? You know, you got Guatemalan husband, I mean, a midget husband, you got a midget kid, you got midget friends, you got midget coworkers. Do you know any midgets? No. Then what the heck are you doing in the midget battle? Do you think that the midgets are going, run around going, oh, we finally found our leader. She's our leader. No. Midgets can fight their own battles. And if they want to attack me, come on, midgets, bring it. You better bring more than two. But that's what people do. They get in a fight. Jimmy Kimmel's not in this fight. Oh, he's in a fight for America. Yeah. Then why stop being a comedian and go be a politician? Then fight for America. Until then, just make us laugh. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Isn't that your job? No. Comedians in America have gone from, you know what, it's not my role to just make you laugh. I have to make a political statement. I want to be the Bob Dylan of comedy. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Trevor Noah, an immigrant to the United States, comes over, got no skin in the game except making millions of dollars, and says, I'm going to change your country. I'm going to change your country. I'm Australian, but I'm going to change your country. I'm from wherever. Where's he from? South Africa? I'm South African. I'm going to change your country. Yeah. Hey, Trevor, how about you change yours? It's funny that you want to come over here and tell us how to be when you came from a country that has all kinds of problems. Wherever he's from, it doesn't matter where he's from, I guarantee you he's in a better situation here than where he's from. And what's he do? He gets here and he wants to tell us how to be. Oh, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's racist. Donald Trump's racist. Yeah, you know what, Trevor? So is your country. You hail from a country that's nothing but racist. Why don't you go back there and change it? Why are you over here trying to change stuff? They're just wackos. This guy's going to have kids if he doesn't have them already. He's going to have kids someday, and he's going to teach them this nonsense. Jimmy Kimmel's already doing it. His son's going to grow up soft, soft, soft. There are kids growing up that don't have running water. They practically live in feces. They don't know where their next meal is going to come from, and they're looking for anything that resembles an opportunity. They would take a fraction of what any of these leftists take for granted, and the leftists act like they're really helping them, right? Feed the children. Do your commercial. For only $19.95 a day, you could help a kid avoid Donald Trump. Kids in America are doing pretty well. Take it from somebody who's traveled fairly extensively and seen a lot. Kids in America have it pretty well. The only thing you can hope is that the tried truism of life continues and that you learn sometimes from watching people and saying, I don't want to be that. Jimmy Kimmel's son may grow up and go, you know what? My dad's a cream puff. I don't want to be anything like him. How many of these kids or daughters are watching their dads get pushed around by their mom, like just led around, like they got a leash on their neck? Look, I'm all for equal parenting and the equal stuff in a family, but hey, guy, you can be a guy in a relationship. You can say, hey, hun, come on now. Have you ever had to put your foot down as a male in your relationship and say, honey, enough? Maybe it was the way your wife was dealing with the kids. Maybe it was the way she was dealing with you. You as a woman, have you ever had to put your foot down in a relationship and say, honey, enough? Maybe it was the way your husband was dealing with the kids or your mate was dealing with the kids. Maybe it was the way he was approaching her, you, your job, something. Something that you thought was, hey, I'm an individual. I can think for myself. I can do for myself. Your daughter can watch a mom be strong against her dad and not want to emasculate men. A son can watch his father be stern with his mother and not believe that he should be a bully to women. It is possible. You can have these functional relationships where people learn to understand one another and everything's cool. Everything's copacetic. Children learn sometimes what they don't want to become from their parents. And I bet you Jimmy Kimmel and these eunuchs, these male hyenas that are married to these feminists who treat them like crap, I bet their sons grow up and say, that'll never happen to me. I bet their daughters look at their fathers and go, I won't, as opposed to emulating your dad and wanting somebody like your dad. Let me tell you, there is a primordial instinct in women that says, I want nothing of the kind. I don't want some weak-kneed sissy to be the parent, the father of my children. I don't want it. It's nature. Oh, they'll watch it. They'll see it and go, oh, it's kind of cool mom bosses dad around. But when it comes to the brass tacks, they want a dude who's going to be a male. They want an alpha male. We've talked about them. They don't want somebody that looks at a box of animal crackers and goes, oh my gosh, they have bars on the animal crackers. We've got to remove the bars and free the animals. Oh, can you believe this nonsense? Animal crackers. And it's news. PETA demands that they remove the animal crackers bars because, yeah, on the box, the animals are in the bars and somebody's got to save the animals. I mean, I don't know about you. I feel better. The animals are now free. Wow. Versus, hey, PETA, if you want a project, how about you go free some Negroes from Democrats and make them free-range Negroes like me and my friends? You know, we aren't encumbered by boundaries. We can go be whatever we want to be. Man, we can waste time on the most ridiculous stuff, and it's unbelievable. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. God take you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All this talk about trade and Canada and things like that, it got me thinking about a story that was up a while back. And let me just get to it. It says, ticked off Canadians, irked by U.S. metals tariffs and President Trump's harsh words for their prime minister, or boycotting American products and buying Canadian. And here's what they go on to say. Usually we don't pay that much attention, said Garland Coulson, an entrepreneur from Spruce Grove, Alberta. You tend to buy the products that taste good, or you buy the products that are low in price where taste isn't an issue. But now they're going to boycott American goods in Canada. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I was going to say, welcome to the Canadian. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Proud American. I say to the Canadians, buy Canadian. Absolutely. If you have a product in Canada that works good, why should you be shipping it, you know, worried about what's going on outside of your country? In other words, you don't need anybody to bring. If you got better whiskey, then buy your own whiskey. But if you like Jack Daniels, then because Jack Daniels is specialty done, so be it. Let the markets compete openly. I'm sure, you know, what do we have? Like Canadian, what's it? Canadian Club. I'm guessing that's from Canada. It's got their name in it. I've seen it down here. And I bet they got our whiskeys up there or whatever it is that we brew. So, you know, let's go mano a mano on the markets and see what happens. But Canada wants to maintain. And look, and they're not a big, it's $18 billion is our amount of deficit with them. But it's still $18 billion that could be back in our community. And as long as our deficit is bigger than yours, in terms of the war, we have the most leverage. And so here's what it amounts to. If your economy is dependent upon us to whatever degree that $18 billion is, you're at the mercy of us. So what Donald Trump is saying is, look, as we even out trade, we become better partners. Because number one, you're taking advantage of us. You're like a gold digger. And we're your sugar daddy. But as soon as sugar daddy goes, well, you know what? We're going to cut the allowance this month. You got to start looking for a new sugar daddy. And in the world affairs, there aren't that many sugar daddies. America has been the sugar daddy for a long time. Gone over some stats. We've been carrying a trade deficit since 1975. And I gave some stats. And just so you're aware, we've spent almost $10 trillion since the year 2000 in a trade deficit. $10 trillion. That's our debt. Now, you can look at this any way you want because people always tell me, Kevin, you don't understand the global economy. I understand a lot more about global economics than most people think. And here's what I know. If that as much as you want to be a good trading partner and you want to, you know, deal with the world because you want the best products, I personally drive Japanese cars. You know, I think that it's the best value right now. Maybe that's changing, but right now it's the best value. I wouldn't want to get rid of my Japanese cars, but here's what I'll tell you. If push came to shove, I would happily do it. If I needed to go get a Ford or a Chevrolet or a Lincoln or what, I don't even know what our brands are anymore, but if I needed to go get one of those, I wouldn't be so disappointed in it. Would it drop in quality a bit? Perhaps, but I wouldn't care. If it meant doing more for this country, I do it. The only reason why I don't do it is because I don't like how the big auto manufacturers work in this country. Or I would. If we had a small car company, and I'm not talking Tesla, because, you know, that's a whole other thing. I'm saying if we had a small car company that was like made in America, proud, we got a great vehicle here, and we are non-union, you know, unless they want to be, and we aren't going to hold you hostage over this or that, I would gladly support it. I would buy whatever that car is in a New York minute, but I'm not going to buy it from the big automakers because they're just a bunch of leftist propaganda machines. And I think many of you probably feel the same way. But anyway, these Canadians, they want to get back at us because we don't like the way President Trump treated our guy. Really? So you don't like that your country has been hosing us with your tariffs. And when our guy steps up and says, hey, look, enough is enough. You've been taking $18 billion from us every year and stopping us from getting some of our products in. I remember, I don't know if you guys will remember this, but there was a time when there was a story where our dairy farmers were pouring milk out, milking cows and then pouring the milk out because they had no market for it. And I don't know what's happened. I don't follow that industry as much. When I was a management consultant, I had a couple of independent dairies that were consortiums. Co-ops is what they call them. And I knew a lot more about it then. But they were destroying milk. And we were artificially jacking the price up of milk to help those guys out. Why is this? Because Canada, our nearest neighbor, well, they don't want to, you know, they are holding us hostage and won't take our dairy products or something like that. 260% tariffs. The way I would look in industry, if you want to be a real trading partner, is you go to Mexico, you go to Canada, and you say, okay, what are you guys good at? We're good at this, this, and this. Okay, if we can all agree that we're not going to hose each other, we will supply you dairy, you supply us lumber, you guys do our manufacturing of vehicles or whatever, and we'll figure out how to carve up the pie. And we'll say, and we're going to grow everybody's economy in such a way that it increases our markets, okay? And we could do that. But we'd also say, look, you may have dairy farmers. All of us need a backup plan. So even though you may be getting 60-70% of your milk from America, you need to be able to get 30% of your milk from Canada. you know, 30% of your milk in Mexico. Same with lumber. We may be getting 80% of our lumber from you, but we're going to have a 20% of our lumber industry here as well. Things like that. And you carve it up and say, this is how things will work. And you can do the same thing with other markets. But we don't do that. We've just been saying, hose us. Bend us over, do what you want, and leave. No, don't bother leaving money on the dresser. It's okay. And Trump is going, no, enough is enough. And now the Canadians are mad.
How dare they want their money back?
And so here's I want to play Wolf Blitzer and Acosta. This more has to do with Mexico, but it'll give you an idea about, well, actually, before we do that, let's have the president, let's have his quote on Canada. Let's do that.
I spoke to him yesterday. We had a very good talk. I spoke to him a couple of times.
And you feel that before the end of the week, you didn't get Canada in the agreement?
Hey, he called me. I didn't call him.
Okay. And what was the call?
He was very nice. I couldn't have been nicer. We'll see what happens. I love Canada.
Did you hear that?
And you know what? I love Mexico, too.
We're playing for you.
Like a boat said.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the president being asked about Canada. He said, I love Canada. You know, I want us to be a good trading partner, but we're not going to be taken advantage of. And what's cool about it is he's not going to back down. See, Canada and all these countries are used to an Obama. They're used to a guy, well, yeah, we got to take a look at NAFTA. We'll do this. And then nothing happens. Why? Because they start making money. They start moving money around. Hey, we'll donate to your foundation, this, that, and the other. We'll make sure this happens. And next thing you know, we're the ones getting screwed. But in this case, Canada knows they got to negotiate. They got somebody that's going to make sure America gets its due.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said that President Trump will host the United Nations Security Council meetings with foreign leaders later this month in New York City. Haley was also asked during a press conference how things are going regarding North Korea and them denuclearizing.
We let Chairman Kim know that just because we shake hands and we smile at each other does not mean that the international community is okay with their building of ballistic missiles.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue on Capitol Hill today. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch has some words for a protester.
Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to have this loudmouth removed. I mean, we shouldn't have to put up with this kind of stuff. So I hope she's not a law student.
That interruption, one of 20 we've seen so far today in the confirmation hearings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's all just declare that Donald Trump, that John McCain is a hero. Let's declare him a god, right? That's the title of an article I began about McCain. I said something along the lines of, let's admit it, McCain was a god. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Let's declare McCain a hero. Now, I know you may be struggling with that because you probably don't think of him as a hero. I remember there was a time where I did think of John McCain as a hero. Back when I was deluded, wasn't doing research, and just took what everybody told me. Oh, look at John McCain. He's a hero. The press set us up to believe John McCain was a hero in 2006, 2008, whatever. He's a maverick. He deserves it. I looked at John McCain's service and said to myself, holy cow, how can you not declare a guy with this kind of service a hero? Served in Vietnam, gets shot down, a prisoner of war. They tell you the stories. The story reads so compelling that the only thing you can think of is, oh my gosh, he was such a brave man for doing it. Look, I get it. You get to fly a jet over harm's way takes a lot of guts, but people do it. You get shot down. You know, I don't know whether they give you the pill to, you know, to squeeze the cyanide and you're supposed to end it. I know that's what they did with the U-52 pilots, what they call those, the U-2 pilots that flew over Russia. They said, bite the pill. The one guy didn't, and we had to negotiate for him. McCain, I don't know what his status was, but he was beat up the whole deal. Could he not bite the pill? Kevin, are you advocating for McCain to have committed suicide? No. I'm just telling you that I know pilots have the option of saying, I'm not getting captured. And McCain got captured. He was a POW for 3 years, is what I'm going off of memory here. He was a POW for 3 years, and we were told of his acts of bravery, all the, you know, the Morse code with the guys that served with him and so on and so forth, that we were regaled with how strong he stood in the face of the enemy. Because you know what? McCain didn't crack. Everybody cracks is what everybody I know that's in Special Forces, Navy SEALs, they will tell you to your face, you will crack. The only question is how long you can hold out and what information do you give. But you're going to crack or you're going to die. Well, McCain didn't die. But they say, well, no, he represented his guys and he was this, that, and the other. I don't know what happened there. I wasn't one of the people. But they tell us he was a hero. It's a It is a story that, you know, 99.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 school, a screw up in the military, got shot down, didn't squeeze the pill, didn't do anything to stop from getting captured. I don't know whether he could or he couldn't, or he just didn't. But he gets captured, and we're told he was one of the only people that could have withstood it. They found out he was an admiral's kid, and they really tried to abuse him. John McCain, a hero, is what we're told. The man in death is a bona fide hero, right? I told you guys before, I said, the left want Donald Trump to say these words. John McCain was a hero. And the reason that they want it is not because John McCain was a hero, it's because it would make a liar out of Donald Trump, who said, I don't care what he got, what happened to John McCain. He got shot down. I like the pilots that didn't get shot down. I like the pilots who said, you're not going to make a prisoner of war out of me. I don't know the circumstances. Was he knocked out and they came up on him? You know, could he not bite down on his pill? Could he not get to his weapon? I don't know, but I know this. Many people did not serve as POWs that were shot down. You know what the Japanese did? They did the ultimate act by flying their planes as kamikazes into our aircraft carriers. That's what they did. I suspect that they aren't quite as revered as John McCain. Now, you may sense some, I don't know, a bit of sarcasm, a bit of snark, a bit of, I don't really give a crap about John McCain and what I'm saying, and I'll be honest with you, you're noticing correctly. People wanted me to believe up to 2008 that John McCain was a hero, and I fell for it. I said, holy cow, the guy was an admiral's son, but he's serving, putting himself in harm's way. And then I find out John McCain was a rabble-rouser, a hell-raiser. He was the guy that was creating problems all throughout his career, all throughout his life, and daddy and granddaddy were bailing him out. And then he wrecks two planes, finally ends up crashing a third. Wrecked two as a training pilot. I think, I don't know much about pilots, but that usually gets most people kicked out. But John McCain gets another bird, flies over Vietnam, gets shot down, becomes a prisoner of war, and suddenly he's a hero. And I fell for it because that's what they wanted me to believe in 2008. They wanted me to believe the left. Wanted me to believe that they were willing to elect John McCain. They made him, we like him. The press will be friendly to John McCain. The press excoriated John McCain. Once he became our candidate, they excoriated him. And then you know what John McCain did? He did quintessential John McCain. John McCain started going, well, we can't talk about Barack Obama's ethnicity or his history or his past or any of his issues and all that because he's black. He's black, he's black. And I don't want to say that. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want it to be like that. No, 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 no. And he ran the worst campaign in the history of campaigns. The only thing that John McCain did that was good, whether you like her or not, is bringing Sarah Palin on, not because of her political prowess, but because of the energy she brought to the campaign. And instead of throwing Sarah Palin to the wolves, which is what John McCain did, John McCain could have embraced her. And everywhere that they attacked her, he could have stood up for her, and he could have gotten people to rally around her. And you know what I believe would have happened to Sarah Palin? She would have a career that's still going to this day in politics. Look, I don't care. When Sarah Palin came on the scene, I'll be honest with you, I thought of one thing. She's hot. That's going to be the hottest vice presidential candidate we've had in a while. And maybe forever. Yeah, in forever. Sarah Palin was pretty enough to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. That's how hot Sarah Palin was. And the left hated it. They hated in a comp. Think about everything that John McCain could have done during this period where he could have said, you know, this is the poster child of the prototypical American woman. Strong wife, serving in government, but still backing her husband, has her children, not a perfect family, raising a Down syndrome baby. And it could have just been he could have painted her as the Norman Rockwell, modern day Norman Rockwell family. But he didn't do it because he's a vindictive jerk that couldn't stand that Sarah Palin was getting more spotlight than he. That's what was going on. I mentioned they want Trump to admit that McCain was a hero. But let me tell you something else, people. They want you to admit it, too. They want you to now go back. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I see what McCain did is what many other servicemen do. They strap on a uniform and they go into harm's way. And because his story became somewhat more, you know, fraught had a different outcome, I don't rate him any higher than anybody else that did the same doggone thing. It didn't get shot down. It came back, dropped their bombs, and helped do whatever their part in the war was. You're not going to get anything more out of me. And the reason is, McCain's statute of limitations ran out on his service for me. When he started screwing over the American people. And why did he do it? He did it because he's a vindictive SOB. And everybody knows it. They say it. That a-hole didn't even invite his vice presidential running mate to his funeral, but they want you to believe he's a stand-up guy. He didn't invite the sitting president of the United States to his funeral, but they want you to believe he's a stand-up guy. In death, he still carries a vindictive nature with him. And he's carrying it straight to hell. But what do the left say about this old fart now? They want to canonize him. They want you to believe he's the best thing since sliced bread. Who doesn't invite his vice presidential candidate and the sitting president to your funeral if you're a senator on that side of the aisle? Peggy Hubbard tweeted this. As we bid farewell to Senator John McCain, here are some things that Huffington Post headlines read. 2008, John McCain is mentally unstable to be president. 2012, John McCain is a racist and a woman hater. 2018, John McCain, the hero, great American. For those of you who don't understand it, let me explain it to you. The left don't give a crap about you. They only like you when you side with them, and they only like you after you die. And John McCain, if that's how you want to live, congratulations, man. But I think it's an embarrassment. Anyway, we got more to talk about. We'll be back. Keep it in, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's not much more self-defeating things out there than being a Democrat. I was in what I called a self-defeating business years ago. It was a manufacturer's rep business, and I've explained it a few times, but I'll explain it quickly here. As a manufacturer's rep, what it means is you are taking a manufacturer's products and you represent them in a territory, a contracted territory. I covered Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas for the most part. So I took on products usually of smaller companies that wanted to gain a bigger footprint in a territory. And they couldn't afford to hire a guy, you know, have him traveling a territory. And so they would essentially offload it to a manufacturer's rep. And you'd get a percentage of what you sold of that particular product. And what they did is what you provided was knowledge of the territory. You had insight into the clients, et cetera, and you knew exactly where to go to kind of get the product up there quickly. But there was always this looming thing that happens in the manufacturer's rep business where if, let's say for the sake of discussion, a guy's doing $500,000 in the territory and you get 5%. So he's paying you $25,000 that you spread out among five salespeople to go do that. Now, if you've got 40 product lines, you can be okay with that. And a manufacturer knows that you have multiple product lines, but he's only getting a percentage of your share of mine. But if you can take his $500,000 and grow it to $1.5 million, well, he's happy. And you should be able to do that if you've done your job right and you've got your right salespeople and infrastructure to do it. So that's how the manufacturer's rep business works. But you're getting 5%, so it's $25,000. Now, it's not a lot of money, and he wants to come to town and run with you. So sometimes, depending on the size of the line, you're picking up dinners and entertainment and things like this, and you can easily shoot your money on back, give it back to them. Now, on a smaller product line, when the regional manager comes to town, he knows, I got to pick up lunches and dinners because I'm not paying. He's got $25,000 spread out among five guys. There's no money for them to pick up the tab. So he picks up the tab. But if you've got a product line that's generating $20 million and you're getting 5% or $1 million, then they expect you to pick up the tab. And let me tell you, they converge on you and make sure they're getting their pound of flesh. Now, here's the problem. At some point, a bean counter comes in and says, look, we're sending this company $1 million a year. And so even though that's not a lot of money when you think about it monthly, say it's $100,000 a month, they start going, well, at $100,000 a month, we could put three people in territory and get the same results. So here's what happens in the manufacturer's rep business. They're gaining all the data, the knowledge that you have. They're coming in. The regional managers are learning who the players are. They then go to the management team or the chief head of purchasing and things like this, and they're whining and dining them, and there comes a point where they no longer need you. And in the rep business, you know where that point comes. For every product line, if they're a smaller company, they may want one person in the territory, and they're going to pay that guy $100,000 a year. When they get to the point where they're paying you $150,000, $200,000 a year, you know you're in a self-defeating business. That at some point, they're going to pull the plug. Because now they say, well, look, we're sending these people $175,000. Our burdened rate for an employee is $175,000. We're at the break-even point. Let's cut ties. And you can sense it. When you're in that business long enough, you go, I get it. Well, let me tell you. The Democrats are in a self-defeating business, except they don't. It's not like it's a success story that they work themselves out of business. Theirs is a self-defeating business for all the wrong reasons. Their policies don't work, yet they continue to go all in for those policies. They will go over the cliff willingly for their, and I use my finger quote, leaders, thus, again, fulfilling their self-defeating prophecy. Look at what the University of Illinois is doing with Obama. They are going to honor Obama with, get this, an ethics in government award. A guy, one of my Twitter buddies, tweeted this. He says, it's the Nobel Peace Prize all over again. Obama and ethics is like Stormy Daniels and chastity. Impossible. I want you to sink that in. Let it sink in. The University of Illinois wants to give Obama an ethics in government award, knowing everything that you know about Obama's ethics in government. Where do you go from here, folks? The Democrats' strategy is death. And it got me thinking about a conversation that I had with some friends about death. And I asked this question of two ladies. I was in the green room getting ready to do a hit on Fox. And I said to them, I don't remember how we got into the subject. But I said, well, death's an interesting concept. And I don't know how it came up. But I said, let me ask you this. Lisa, would you want to know when you're going to die? And she immediately went, no, no. And Mary, the makeup artist, goes, no, no. And I went, really? You wouldn't want to know? I go, why not? I go, wouldn't it be great to know when you're going to die so you could plan accordingly? She goes, no. Lisa goes, no, because I would probably be trying to figure out a way to avoid my death. And I go, well, but you couldn't. You're just going to live your life. Whatever you do is going to lead to that moment. I said, for me, the only thing I would care about with death is how I die. If you said to me, Kevin, You're going to die peacefully in your sleep, and it's not even going to feel like anything. You're just not going to wake up one morning. I would go, that's okay. Suddenly, I wouldn't be as concerned about death. But then they say, no, man, you're going to die in a horrible accident, or you're going to die on a plane crash. What do you do then? Every plane you get on after that, you're going to be paranoid, right? Well, I say to the Democrat Party, you're dying, and you're going to die a horrible death. And it's going to be on a plane, on a mountain. It's going to be in a ski accident. It's going to be in a car crash. It's going to be in a burning building. It's going to be all those things because the Democrat Party is crushing itself. It is all in for all the wrong reasons, and everything that it does is a death spiral. That's why I describe it as that. Ask a Democrat, Kevin, we need to charge more taxes. Okay, so let me ask you a few questions about charging more taxes. What amount of money do you believe we should charge? Well, I think it should be, based on how much money you make. Okay, great. So based on what? Let's start narrowing it down. If you make $100,000, what should the taxes be? Well, I'd be okay with, 30%. Okay, if you make $1 million, what should the taxes be? Well, if you make $1 million, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money where? Let me ask you, do you know what $1 million would do in Manhattan versus $1 million in, say, Middleton, Tennessee, or Murfreesboro, Tennessee? Isn't it all relative? Well, yeah, it kind of is. Okay, so let me ask you this. Is there a certain amount of money that you can make that you're comfortable with? And a guy's going to give you an answer. You go, would you be comfortable with that in Manhattan? Would you be comfortable with that in Hong Kong? Would you be comfortable with that in San Francisco? And so you just go down. So here's my point. It doesn't matter what question they ask. It's a death spiral. White privilege. Okay, let's talk about white privilege. So, but by birthright, I as a black man should see a white person and capitulate and go, hey, you're better than I am. Is that what you're telling me? I, by birthright, look at my skin and go, oh, shoot, doggone it, God. What's the deal? And then I should then capitulate and defer, if I should is a better word, defer to white people. You're better than I am. No matter what I choose, no matter what my skill set is, no matter what God has gifted me with, I could have come out of my mother's womb a concert pianist, and you're going to tell me that the ordinary Joe white guy is better than I. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Bill? Susan? Racist white leftist who believes in a nonsensical thing as white privilege? That's the death spiral. You want to go? Give me any other thing you want. I will put them in a death spiral. Then give me their leaders. Give me any of the leaders. I will show you the most two-faced and flip-floppy people depending upon policy. Who's in charge? I will show you that they flip-flop. They don't care about you. They soak money from you. They are racist. They are homophobic. They are sexist, misogynist. Give me your isms, your obes, and I will tell you that is exactly what they are. Give them to me. Maxine Waters, racist. Complete racist. No argument about it. She is the scourge of the earth. Most of the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, ethnocentric racists, white folks, apologists, racist to their rotten cores with the things that the policies that they want to do, talking about black people and monkeys and stuff like this. Give me anything you want with the left, and I will put them in the death spiral. The only question the left has to be asking themselves is, how horrible of a death are they wanting to die? Because let me tell you something, leftist, the ones listening to Kevin Jackson right now on my show, KJRadio.com, you people are dying. You're dying horrible deaths. Mueller is going to kill you in a horrible death. Your position on taxes is going to kill you in a horrible death. Your position on immigration is going to kill you in a horrible death. Your position on how you treat the bigger half of this country that loves what Donald Trump is doing and is starting to come further and further over to the right is going to be the death of you, as my grandma. That's going to be the death of you, boy. It's going to be the death of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.